Curriculum Associates presents Extraordinary Educators with hosts Sari Liberis and Danielle Sullivan. Get ready to hear tips, best practices, and success stories to improve your teaching, leadership, and drive student learning.
We're here for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Extraordinary Educator Podcast. I'm Danielle.
And I'm Sari. And this week we are joined by Extraordinary Educator Class of 2023, Taylor in Kentucky. We had a great conversation with Taylor just about all of the amazing things he's doing with his upper elementary students in terms of building community and continuing to build relationships as the year goes on.
And that is so important. And especially when he talks about music, I mean, come on, more of us need to be using music in our classrooms to build relationships. I mean, it's so easy to do, right?
Right. And he is a math teacher. So, you know, he's incorporating techniques that you wouldn't necessarily associate with math, which is really fun to listen to. So here is our conversation with Taylor. Welcome, Taylor. Thank you so much for being with us today. Just wanted to first start out by asking you, how are things going? How are you doing this time of year?
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, this time of year, you know, hitting that March wall, as some of the teachers and students kind of say, it can be a really tough time. But it's all about kind of pushing those students forward, pushing the staff forward, and kind of getting everybody, that keeping that morale up so we can finish off the year strong. But, you know, everything's going well. The kids are excited. They, you know, being in class in person for a whole year now, knock on wood, has really kind of kept that vibe up a lot of for our students and for our staff, and me included.
That's awesome. Glad to hear things are going well for you. And as a former teacher, I absolutely get it. This time of year, certain days can definitely feel much longer than others. So we're curious to know, what are you doing to, you know, continue building relationships with your students and make sure that they feel connected to you as a person?
I think generally in our classroom, in our district as a whole, we kind of start every morning with like a morning meetup. And we call it a Blue Jay bondings. Our mascots are the Kirksville Blue Jays. So we call it a Blue Jay bonding moment, to where it could be just like, you know, a communication card. We ask, you know, do you share any highs or lows from the day or this week, whether it be at home or at school, and kind of starting that conversation early in the morning, you know, just in between peers, in between students, and in between teachers and peers, to kind of understand where we are, where we're coming from. And our school, you know, our school population is a melting pot of a lot of different aspects of society in our county. And so kind of understanding where we all are come from and the, you know, struggles we have to face. And, you know, a kid that may not have any idea that they share the same struggles as their other peers is really empowering, especially to start the morning. And when we get time at the end, we kind of share and kind of come back and tie those loose ends up and kind of share any positives and end the day with any positives we had throughout the day. So
that's so great and so powerful. And you're right, because during the day, there aren't that, if, you know, kids don't have, or students don't have other classes together, or they don't have their free time together, there isn't a, or they don't sit together at lunch. There's no way for them to know what their classmate is going through that could be similar, or learn how to, you know, kind of empathize with each other. And so that's really wonderful. I'm curious, for teachers listening, if they wanted to implement this in their classroom, like logistically speaking, what does that morning huddle look like in a fourth grade or upper elementary classroom? And like, what exactly are you doing with them? Are you sitting in a circle? Are you at desks? So what, how does it work?
Yeah. So for our purposes, you know, planning in the beginning of the year, you know, you have a couple PD days at the beginning to kind of work out all those logistics, and what might work for my fourth grade class may not work for like a kindergarten class per se. So it kind of basically, you know, whatever works for you. I think we, as a school, we've established those first 10 minutes of the school day devoted to that SEL and that engagement and bonding for our students and for our staff to kind of hit the ground running there. And just know that it's okay to give up 5 minutes of instruction to, you know, have those conversations, because what it's going to end in the long run, or how it's going to impact the long run, is so beneficial to what these kids need nowadays. I know SEL has been a big focus on, you know, a lot of counties and a lot of districts and a lot of states around the country. And I think as we continue to do that, we'll see more success, you know, with mental health and things like that for our students going forward. So really just kind of making sure you are intentional in having that time for the students, and, you know, incorporating it in lots of different ways, you know, making it your own, bringing in music and, you know, hands up, pair up, share ups, and just, you know, things that build team team bonding for those kids. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're a family. That's what I tell my kids, you know, 8 hours a day you're spent here. You know, you kind of break your days up into thirds. One third you're maybe sleeping, one third you're at the house, and one third you're here at school. So why not make this third that you can control the best third of your day if you can?
That's awesome. Do you tell them that starting in the beginning of the school year?
I do. Yeah.
Remind them.
Yeah. Cause a lot of kids come in with tough days and, you know, whether what their home life is like, I tell them, you know, that's something just kind of out of your control. And so even if that part of your day is a negative, and let's say you get a good night's sleep or some sleep, that's kind of a neutral. But these 8 hours of the day that they're in the school, they are have a big, you know, they can, they have a big, well, I don't want to try to say, they have a, how am I trying to say this? They have a lot more control over that 8 hours in their school. So why not take those 8 hours and make it to a positive? So every day, Monday through Friday, they have a positive third out of their day for sure.
That's right.
No matter where they come from.
No, that's such a cool way to teach young students how to shift their mindset and like be intentional about how they're spending their day. Right. I want to go back to something you mentioned with make it your own. You named two things really quickly, add music, or I think you said it wasn't think, pair, share or something else.
Is that like a hand just, up, pair up, share up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you mind just sharing more about how you do incorporate music and then the other partner work that you explained?
Yeah, for sure. So in math and general, and, you know, as a subject, you know, can have a negative stigma coming in for a lot of students and, you know, whether their parents weren't good at math or quote unquote weren't a math person, that can maybe trickle down to their kids and they kind of have a negative reaction towards the subject of math. So whenever the kids come to me, I try to kind of turn their scope into thinking, hey, this is a place where you can still have fun and learn. Cause I mean, every day as a teacher, if you're not having fun, they're not going to have fun. So being able to incorporate things like music, for example, in geometry, we talk about triangles, like scalene triangles and isosceles triangles and equilaterals. You know, there's a tradition for my classroom. So every time we teach the scalene triangle, we bring in a little Dolly Parton with little Jolene. and we change those lyrics up a little bit. You know, for isosceles, we bring in, you know, ice baby.
That is awesome.
Just the two of us, you know, thinking about some TikTok trends that they come up and they're aware of. So anything that can incorporate things in their world to tie back in the classroom so they can resonate with is something that we try to do very often in my classroom.
That is so great. Well, thank you for sharing those.
Yeah, no,
unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today. Taylor, thank you so much for being here with us. And we really appreciate sharing all of your insights and tips for really building that community in the math classroom.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's it for today's episode of the Extraordinary Educators Podcast. Please leave us a review where you listen to podcasts, as it really helps us reach more educators like you. Follow us on Twitter at @CurriculumAssoci and on Instagram at @MyEyeReady. If you have feedback, a topic of interest, want to be a guest, or have a question, email extraordinaryeducators@caInc.com. This is about you. We're here for you.
So until we meet again, be you, be true, be extraordinary. The Extraordinary Educators Podcast is produced by Curriculum Associates. Editing by Danielle Sullivan. Social media by @CityHannon. Guest booking by Sari Liberis. Music by Mark Bernstein.
This podcast is copyrighted material and intellectual property of Curriculum Associates. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @CurriculumAssoci and on Instagram at @MyEyeReady and send your emails to extraordinaryeducators@caInc.com.